We're recording.
Push the button.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shoup.
I'm Marcia Fulmer. Ooh. And we are theater geeks.
That was a nice breathy voice there, Marcia. Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks. This is the podcast about community theater and the performing arts.
Community theater.
Yeah. All right. Get straight. This is the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. We are talking about community theater, and joining us for a second episode is Mr. Michael Beatty, who is the owner, CEO of RMB Productions, and also the Lifetime Education and Research Network here in Northern Indiana. Welcome again, Michael.
Thank you.
One of the things that we thought it was kind of opportune for us to talk about here at this episode with Michael here especially is because is the topic of volunteers. A lot of organizations, some community theaters have paid staff and some community theaters don't. Sometimes, you know, it's all volunteer army basically, and it's a matter of, you know, how, you know, keeping those people active, involved, and to some degree, kind of vetting volunteers to find out, you know, what are they good at? What are they not good at? You know, that kind of thing too, isn't it? I mean, it's a real balancing act in using volunteers in a not-for-profit, any not-for-profit, not just the arts.
I think that's absolutely true. I think, you find it's just a cross-section of the population.
Right.
And you have to figure out with volunteers, why are they there? What is it that's in it for them? And mm-hmm. you have to be able to give them something back. And if it can be the experience, it can be something that that they can put on their resume, particularly if they're young. There's a lot of reasons, different reasons why people volunteer. I think the big question is finding volunteers, making sure that volunteers understand that what they're doing is important and that it's important that they treat this with the same kind of professionalism that they would treat any kind of job they would have.
Right. Yeah. Do you find that, what are most people looking for in when they do volunteer? Is it in theater? I think a lot of times it is very much the social experience of being with other people who are interested in the arts. I don't know that we have a lot of people who are looking for something for their resume necessarily, although John may have another perspective on that.
Well, I think young actors do.
Yeah.
I think young actors who haven't necessarily decided if they want to do it professionally or not, they're using mm-hmm. community theater as a way of maybe building their chops a little bit, maybe.
Right.
Especially if they've aren't going on to college and maybe to be a to learn more about theater that way. I think they're using community theaters and as their stepping ground or their stepping off point.
Right. Yeah. But the people who stay year after year are staying for
what
the social experience or the I mean, it's, you know, theater isn't a place to business network, not like a chamber of commerce, obviously. It's a different kind of, it is a sort of a networking aspect.
I would
of,
disagree
I guess.
With you there. I think it can be a great place to network.
Well,
I mean, you've got so many people coming from so many different walks of life,
all
drawn to the one location mm-hmm. because of their love of what that particular organization does, mm-hmm. whether it's theater in our case, but symphony work or a dance company or a museum or anything that relies heavily on volunteers. We're all coming at it from different walks of life. I mean, before I started working here, I worked in real estate, you know, title insurance.
Yes, you did.
So, you know,
I mean, but there's so many other places like hospitals. I mean, the auxiliary at Elkhart General practically runs the place. I mean, they are, it couldn't get along without them. And all these ladies are up at the crack of dawn with their little jackets on and welcoming you or your family, or, you know, that's not necessarily a super social experience, but it's necessary and they're there. I don't even think of what would be like without them.
I think that's important because I think it points out that depending upon what you're volunteering for, you may be volunteering at the hospital, for example, because the hospital has done something for you or for your family that's been important, you want to give back, you feel that's important, I think you may volunteer at the Red Cross because of a different reason that you might volunteer for an arts organization, for the theater. I also think that there's a big difference for actors and for other volunteers in the theater. Because I think that for actors and directors have to be able to perform for their art. So it's different than any of the other arts. As a fine artist, you can sit in a room and you can paint. As a writer, you can sit in a room and you can write. As a musician, you can sit in a room and you can play. You can't do that as an actor. As an actor, you've got to be able to have an audience. And so I think that for actors that are volunteers, it's a different kind of thing than it is for the other volunteers within the theater. They're looking at it, I think, for the camaraderie and for the involvement in something that involves other creative people. One of the things that is difficult is that, particularly with young people that are coming in to volunteer, is the immediate assumption that what they're going to do is they're going to be on stage or they're going to be directing. And they're going to be doing one of those two things. Mm-hmm. And it takes, you know, one of the things that you have to do is to be able to give them things that support them and educate them to get them to the point that they can be on stage and ultimately perhaps direct.
Well, okay, but there's a lot of other areas in the theater arts. I mean, we have people that come because we've asked them to come help with costumes and they're really great sewers and they never even would have thought of doing it before, but there they are. And all of a sudden they find out that they really enjoy it. I mean, you know, you can sit around and talk while you're creating fake leather boots for the Russians in Fiddler or something, you know, it's just all kinds of areas where you can interact with people.
And it's a place where they can be appreciated for what, you know, it's even if they're not up on stage, something they made is up there and is creating the whole environment so that they get that kind of satisfaction out of it.
Right.
And so I think maybe that's the key, is you find ways that people can get some sort of satisfaction and understand how they fit into the big picture too. You know, we've got ladies who come here and really don't do anything other than usher or hand out, you know, tickets, you know, pull tickets from the file to give to people at the box office. And they're never on stage at all, but they apparently enjoy coming and just being part of the, you know, the activity, the little flurry of activity that happens before the show goes on, and maybe selling concessions and things, but they're not stage people. And I think that, you know, in some ways, they probably deserve more recognition than they ever get.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, what is a good way of recognizing our volunteers? Because, you know, every organization does that differently. But I think before we started our recording, actually, you brought up something I thought that was very interesting, which is just saying thank you sometimes can be, and knowing the volunteer, especially if you're a staff member, can be a really important thing.
Yeah,
right, and Michael? Absolutely.
I think that's important. I think it's important to try and make people feel welcome and comfortable, because people come in and it's any new situation can be very intimidating, and where we may be around an environment for years, and so it's as comfortable as home is. For someone coming in just from the outside, it can be a very different situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that you have to do that. And I think for some people, that's the important thing, to feel like they're making a contribution and helping with the growth and the continuation of an organization. And for other people, they may need more than that. Mm-hmm. So I think Dave mentioned with the costumers, I think that for them, the satisfaction of seeing those costumes on stage helps. I think for some people, seeing their name in a program is right. an yeah. important consideration.
Right.
Reading is very important.
We have yes, and some people are very, very concerned if their name gets left off the program. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because I don't care what organization you are. There's always, you know, once in a while there's an oversight and somebody's didn't get picked up because they might have helped in a relatively small way, or, you know, that was still significant, or they certainly felt it was significant and they didn't get credit somehow. And so, yeah, and it's always one of those, we always hate it when that happens because mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. means that someone hasn't been recognized. So, you know, we try to make up for it when we can, but you're right. Recognition is a huge deal, and it would be, I guess you can overdo it. You can spend all your time, but they do have to know that you care and that you appreciate their efforts.
And I think it's important to have an atmosphere in your building where you encourage all volunteers to appreciate the other volunteers. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's really easy for an actor to take for granted the costume that's hanging on the hook for them, the prop that's in the correct place for them,
mm-hmm.
Or the fact that the props person specifically says, do you have any food allergies? Do you, what can you, would you eat liver? You know,
right,
if I make liver, would you eat liver? But, you know, because if everybody in the cast likes liver, why not make liver? You know, it's probably easier to eat than rye bread. Because it's
not.
If everybody likes it, it would be.
I think
is that we don't, I think sometimes we don't appreciate the fact that somebody ran up a 12-foot ladder to set lights for them, you know, so that they look good on stage. And so I think, and I'm not always going to say that I'm good at creating that kind of an atmosphere of encouragement. I wish I were better, but I think every organization, but I think that we don't do that enough is what I'm saying. I think all volunteer organizations need to create that atmosphere of encouragement where, as a performer, you should be able to walk up to your costumer and say, thank you. I appreciate your time and energy. As a costumer, you should be able to walk up to the props person who's working backstage and say, thank you for setting that every night, you know, because it was important that piece get on stage.
Yeah.
Otherwise we were going to cut it. You know, so that everybody appreciates, because we're all, unless we're getting paid, and some of us are fortunate enough to get paid to do what we do. But if not, we're just doing it because we love this moment. We love this social interaction, and we want to be a part of that creative environment. We want to make sure that we're all being appreciated.
That's right.
And it's,
so what are some good ways of recognizing people? Or so, you know, we used to do little trophies and things
Michael
like that.
Initially just know who these volunteers are, who these people are, and just tell them you appreciate what they're doing.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, that's very simple. It doesn't cost anything.
It's the personal contact as much as anything.
I'm terrible with names, but I'm great with faces. And, you know, if I see these folks out in the community, even, I always thank them. And we stop and we talk. And I may not remember their name, but I always know
who I'm speaking to because
I know
really
where
tough
I've seen them.
When we run into each other on the street, he can't quite
remember. I don't remember Dave's name unless I'm sitting right across from him.
But, I would say that's for him, but what the heck?
But I think it's important to do that same thing where you go out like and encourage at other theaters even. So I thank people. You know, if I see the costumer at the acting ensemble where Michael is very active, if I see the costumer and I really thought they did a great job, a lot of times I'll look at the costumer and I'll go, you know, I thought the costumes were great. Thank you. You did a great job. Even if it's not my costumer, you know, because I think it's important that people get recognition. No, I think it's just important.
It is important. But how many people remember to do that? You know,
why? And that's why I think we need to have a better atmosphere of encouragement among our arts community.
Well, and that also helps in terms of, I would think, in terms of drawing new volunteers in. If you have volunteers who are happy, they talk about it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it may not be the only recruiting tool you use, but it certainly, you know, it helps, because all volunteers leave at some point. Whether they move away or whether they pass away or whether they just get tired of doing something, or we have volunteers who get married and the children take up the time and they can't do something for a while. So you always have to be aware that new volunteers are always needed. That's all I'm saying. And so happy volunteers kind of beget more happy volunteers. Is that right?
I think
that volunteers, are always needed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing. And no matter how many volunteers you have, it's seldom that you have so many volunteers that you can't use more volunteers.
Right.
It's just finding the place for them that they can fit in. They may not be able to do exactly what it is that you want them to do, but it's difficult to find for, I think, any organization, all the volunteers that you need. And there's some areas that are more difficult to fill than other areas. I think costuming is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it depends on the time of year. It depends on the production. It depends on a number of things. But, you know, it can be hard to find a director. It can be hard to find actors. It can be hard to find the people that you need to have to come in and help with building the set.
That's right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I think then you move on to the other thing of you've got the people that are volunteering and they've been thanked and they're there. And then they're supposed to be there, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
how do you deal with that? Yeah.
And
well,
how do
I
you
think
deal
most,
with that?
Most flagrantly, you recognize this when you get actors who really, really, really wanted to be cast. And then you start rehearsals and all of a sudden, oh, I'm sorry, I can't come this week. We're going out of town. Well, you know, you just
right.
can't do that.
Yeah, you
and
run
the,
into
and
that.
And the problem with volunteers is you can't flunk them and you can't fire them. You know, you just have to suck it up and be nice, which is not my strong suit all the time, you know. But you just have to.
Well sometimes
you're
with onstage
laughing.
People.
You're
sometimes,
laughing.
Sometimes with onstage people, you do have to get to a point where you say, it rarely happened here, but where you say, look, you know, if you really don't have time to do this, we really got to replace you. I mean, and that's just kind of I mean, it's not really firing, but yeah. It's like, no. I'm sorry, it's not going to work.
Well, it's good and, if you're in a position where you can replace somebody, but
that's
normally
right.
You're stuck.
Very
you
often
know?
You can't. Yeah,
yeah, you can't.
Yeah, it's
so
it's a hard thing to say. I would
to
say you
swallow it and say, yeah. Okay, well, be glad to see you back whenever you have time.
Right.
To come to rehearsal.
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, but it's the same thing that there are other elements of volunteerism that sometimes people just either they don't follow through. I mean, it's
yeah.
not just acting, but
well, that's
you know,
true.
And what do you do when, or when you've been very specific with a volunteer about what you need and it's consistently wrong. Then
or doesn't, or there are props or that are supposed to be there that don't show up.
Right. And then there are moments when I don't want to say the word firing, but you can, you need to fire a volunteer. And
yeah.
like you said, just pray that you can find somebody else,
right.
especially if they have a very unique talent.
And sometimes the volunteer has just somehow gotten into a position where, you know, they really are really good at something else, but not the thing that you got them doing
right,
at the moment.
Right.
You know, uh-huh. and you got to have a certain amount of, you know, perception to say, hey, you know, you'd rather be doing this, wouldn't you? And sometimes they'll say, yeah, I'd really rather be doing that. And you can move them off, you know, and solve a problem, you know, without hurting feelings. That's the thing you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Well, I think one thing that you're very good at that a lot of organizations are not is that you write out what the expectations are that you have for various volunteers.
There, yes, we do have a series of
responsibilities
for each volunteer. Sometimes we forget to hand them out, though. But we do,
yeah.
we do have those that they were put in place by our last artistic director, who felt very strongly that if people know what their responsibilities
right.
are, they're more likely to follow through with them because
right.
it's everybody has a job, you know, and it's
right.
yeah, it's a job. Even if it's volunteer, it still can. And if you follow through with these things, then it makes the organization work as a unit. And so, but you know, yeah. So yes, we do have that in place, and it does help if I remember to hand them out.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Michael's
well,
going,
also,
oh, you don't hand them out to everybody, John? It's like, no, sometimes I forget. And sometimes I think it's because, you know, especially with directors who have worked with us for a long period of time, they've had those sheets handed to them along with the sheets for the props person, the costumes person, the music director, the vocal director, all those sheets that go out, so that they kind of know all those things in their head already. And so they're disseminating that information. I shouldn't assume that. And
if it's a standard procedure, then you can hand it to them repeatedly and you don't insult anybody because everybody gets it, you know? So it's like, and it does bear repeating. One of our issues here too is that we do have a lot of people. A lot of us have worked together many times, and so we all kind of know each other pretty well, and we don't necessarily need that, but I'm not sure a reminder is harmful. Even if you do think you know all the responsibilities. So anyway, well, thank you very much. I think we've covered that. I would like to, we can talk about, you can talk about volunteers, but volunteer. Yeah.
Don't be afraid to walk in the door and say, here I am. I'd like to help.
That's true.
You know, every organization needs volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. That's right.
And if you find that there's some issue at one place, then there are other places.
And they are worth their weight in gold, even if you can't pay them.
Okay. And you may find you have a special talent. Like we were talking, because you're an all-volunteer organization at the Acting Ensemble.
At the Acting Ensemble.
Yeah, but you have one volunteer who is basically a full-time volunteer, and how she is trying to have a full-time job and be a full-time volunteer is difficult. But that's why we do start relying on volunteers. Like if you have a special ability, is it in marketing? Is it in something that might be office related more than it is theatrical? You know, on stage, costuming, acting, design, those types of things. If it's something that may be just as helpful and you don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. So if you have a love of theater and you love going to see theater, but you also are great at organizing things, you might find that they could really use your help in an office somewhere, putting all the show files together that have been left for years because nobody's had the time because the full-time volunteer is overworked.
And I can tell you that some of our best volunteers are people that would be the first to say, I don't know anything about theater.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I wanted to come and help this organization. And they end up helping in those ways that are important. And they learn about theater that way and have an opportunity to really learn something that they enjoy and appreciate. So.
Can be a win-win situation.
All around.
Well, we'd like you to volunteer to go to our store.
Oh, Dave.
At theatergeeks.com/store, where you can volunteer to purchase a hat, cub, mug. What else is at the store that you like, Marsha?
I like teddy bears.
Teddy bears. The teddy bears are fabulous. And some other stuff like that. And teddy bear rhymes with...
come on.
Over there.
Over there. There we go. That's true. But there is some of that over there. There's some of that other stuff over there. There you go. There are t-shirts and there are golf shirts and all kinds of cool theater geek stuff.
Oh, Marsha just rolled her eyes.
All your geek gear is there. That's right. And we have like shot glasses and things to
clocks so you know what
clocks
time it is.
And I don't know how you'd do without that.
I know.
None of us have phones. Anyways, do that. Also, please listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Demand Radio, on TuneIn Radio, on the Apple TV, and at the Blueberry Network, which is blueberrywithnoes.com. And that's, I think, everything I've got to say about where to listen. Anywhere fine podcasts are bought and sold, you can find us. Thanks again to Michael Beatty for joining us here at Theater Geeks, and we'll certainly have you back at some point or another. Probably some other big news going on at the Acting Ensemble that you can talk about. What's your next? You got another play that you're going to be writing after the Civil War thing that we talked about last episode?
I have the adaptations of Dickens, and it's what I've done is to take four end of the year stories and have one character that is threaded throughout the four stories. I'm three stories into it, so one more.
We'll have to hear more about that. We'll have to hear more about that later, and you'll come back and tell us more about it when it's finished and done. That'd be good. Thank you very much for joining us. That's all from us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Schaub. Go volunteer.
And I'm Marsha Fulmer, and I do.
Yes, you do.
And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theatre Geeks is a production of the DuFour Creative Network.